Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mintwave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
Hi, my name's Karen Roberts and I'm here with Evans Putman, and I would describe Evans as really the go-to guy to help people who are podcasting sell high-ticket offers. Now, he himself has built a seven-figure business using this formula that he's going to share with you today and sold it at the end of it. What Evans is going to share with you is really how to cash in on the hidden funnel that turns your podcast into a daily leads and sales machine. No need for paid ads, no need to post nonstop on social media or fill your calendar with unqualified sales calls. So, Evans, what inspired you to use this formula and help people get an ROI from their podcast?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Karen. First of all, thank you for having me. And I'm so super excited to share this because I'm just going to tell everybody this. Nobody else is sharing this same system that we created. It hasn't got out there yet, right? So a lot, it's not being watered down versions. You're getting it right here, right now, the 100% proof version, not distilled down or anything. So I'm excited about that. So thank you for asking that question about how we got started and what we like to do. And for everybody here, what I want to share, first of all, is that this comes from real world experience. And once I did this and once I had success with it, I wanted to go share it with others, right? If you're someone who loves to create an impact in the world, has a big positive message and mission, and you know you want your podcast to be the vehicle that you get that out into the world, I want you to also be able to build a business using that, because I've seen so many people struggle with this. And you and I both know how it is when you're stressed and struggling and you really have a desire to do your podcast, but it's not delivering an ROI and it's starting to feel like a liability. When we started, here's the funny thing, Karen, because from the outside, it looked like a success. Have you guys ever experienced this where people think, oh, they look like they're super successful, and then you start to dig a little deeper, you turn off the volume, and you start to see just the realness of what's going on. And we weren't really successful. But here's the crazy thing. We had an audience of 60 to 75,000 listeners every month, organically, which we had grown, which I actually share with my clients all the time too. But how many of you watching or listening would think, wow, you've been told so many times you just need the traffic and you're going to be successful, right? We had the traffic, we had the audience, but we didn't have the success when it came to leads and sales. And you and I both know that leads and sales are the lifeblood of your business. So unfortunately, imagine what it would feel like if you had that many people coming to your front door every day, but you were still living in feast or famine. You were on that treadmill, that hamster wheel running, trying to chase clients because you had to make payroll. You had to pay the people on your team. You had to keep the lights on. And it was a struggle. And that's when we discovered what I share with everybody and what we're going to talk about today. I call it the immersion conversion system. The immersion conversion system. How many of you have ever heard that immersion creates conversion, right? Being in the room, immersed. That's why Tony Robbins events go for 15 hours a day for 4 days in a row, because you immerse into this experience and you come out a new person on the other end. We took that same concept and added it into our podcast and into our business. And the amazing thing is that once we did this, all of a sudden, we were getting a flood of leads and sales, right? We were getting clients on a regular basis, our dream clients. And the great thing is that we were able to just do our podcast, the labor of love, to get the message and the mission out there, not spend money on paid ads, not posting on social media all the time, not doing endless bad blind date discovery calls, and not having unqualified sales calls. And we were able to build a real business from this. And instead of going from feast or famine, now we were looking at about $500,000 in the next 12 months, just doing this one thing, pulling this one lever that we call the immersion conversion system. And it's been a blessing to be able to share it with my clients, with people in my podcast Profit School. And so many of our clients have taken the same thing, pulled one or two levers, and seen their business change overnight, where they came to me before, "Evans, I love my podcast, but it's a liability to my business. It's not bringing me leads. It's not bringing me sales. I just don't think it works that way, does it?" And I'm like, "Yes, let me show you what can be on the other side." And when they see that bright, beautiful future and they actually step into it, it just brings me so much joy. So that's why I'm glad to be here today sharing this.
And so, for the listeners then, or the viewers, how do you actually do this? What is your process that can take them there?
So you're going to make me give the good stuff, huh? Okay. No, absolutely. I'm glad to do that, Karen. So as I touched on, you look at the process and there we were, and I'm almost a little embarrassed to share this, but I do it all the time. So I've gotten over that embarrassment. And I will say this, how many times have you known as a listener, as a viewer, when you're vulnerable and when you share your true self, you bring the right people into your world? There we were with 60 to 75,000 people listening to our podcast, our perfect audience, because we had been proactive in attracting them, but nobody was giving us their email addresses. Nobody was taking the next step, right? They were listening. They were giving us reviews. They were loving the content. They were getting value, but we had a business, right? And you and I both know that when you have a business, you got to keep the lights on. You have to get revenue. You have to get leads. And we weren't getting any. And it was really embarrassing because we were getting about, get this, 2 to 3 email addresses every couple of weeks on our list with 70,000 monthly listeners. So it was quite embarrassing. And that's when we stepped back. And we were like, you know what? They always say you have to do this. You have to like create this certain kind of lead magnet. You have to create like a landing page with a certain kind of headline or a certain button color. And those are all the magic tricks that'll get you leads. Or they'll tell you, no, podcasts aren't really good for getting leads, right? It's good for getting your message out, your brand out, but it's not really a lead generation provider. They'll say all this stuff, but we didn't listen, thank goodness. And what we discovered was what we call our irresistible opt-in formula. Irresistible opt-in formula. And why do we call it that? When we used this and did this a different way, all of a sudden we went from getting 2 to 3 measly email addresses a week or every 2 weeks to getting a 78.6% opt-in rate from listener to lead. And I know that number by heart, because not because I've said it so many times, but because when we did it, I was just baffled and people were blown away when they're like, that's 3 times what the most exceptional opt-in rate is. How are you doing it? And it all went back to this irresistible opt-in formula that we created. And here's the great thing, Karen, is that out of those 78.6%, 8 out of 10 people that opted in, 80% of our best clients, our dream clients, our repeat buyers, they spent the most with us. They referred business to us. They bought again and again. They ascended to our highest programs. They came from that list. And so that was the first part, right? But I'm getting ahead of myself, because it wasn't all like beautiful making money right out of the gate once we got 78.6% opt-in rate. We actually discovered this other problem, where we were like, you know what? We're getting 78.6% opt-in rate, but we're the volume of leads coming in, right? A percentage is great, but the number of leads is really more important. Wouldn't you agree? Imagine how it feels. Hey, I got an 80% opt-in rate, but I'm only getting 2 people every month to opt in. It's great, but let's try to get more people to opt in. And so that was our problem. That was our struggle, is that we weren't doing that. And imagine now you're like, okay, yeah, we're getting almost 80% opt-in rate. Now, how many leads are you getting a month? Oh, just 10, 20. Now, that wasn't our number, but I'm just throwing that out. It was still like one of those things where we had to sit back and go, okay, what is going on here? Because we need more leads. We need more volume of leads. And so that's when we looked at what we were doing and we realized nobody really wants to go to a landing page from a podcast and have to fill out a bunch of information. They'll give you a fake email address thinking they're going to, is this really going to be worth it? They get there, they decide, you know what? I'm just not going to do this. Or, you know what? I'm going to just create a fake email address or put in a fake name or something like that, or just get your thing and then immediately unsubscribe. And we started thinking, where are these people really listening to podcasts? They're usually listening on their phones. So that was the big aha. They're listening on the phone. So why don't we give them a different way of opting in? And we didn't want to just send them from phone to landing page, because then you got to get your thumbs and your fingers on those little buttons to type it in. And it interrupts the flow of your show. And you don't want to do that. And we don't want to do that to the listener. So to reduce the friction, we came up with something that we now call the no opt-in opt-in method. The no opt-in opt-in method. And when we installed this, all of a sudden, the amount of leads came in. It was like 10x. It was crazy. And the beautiful thing is, for your listeners and viewers, not only did we get their email addresses, but we also got their phone numbers and their name, all that information without them ever having to go to a landing page and fill out an opt-in form. We came up with a method of doing this, and when we did it, everything changed, where we got so many leads. And the great thing is now we're building a list where if our emails all of a sudden, we're recording this, this is like February 1 when Google and Yahoo have decided that they're going to put all these restrictions on emails. It's only going to get worse. What we decided was we need a better way to communicate. So if our emails aren't all going through or getting open, they're landing in that promotion tab. They're landing in the spam folder. We now have another way to reach out through the phone, where we're getting 90% open rates, where people are clicking through at 40% versus 2 to 3% in email. And we're like, we're giving people the option to decide, do you wish to be communicated with via email or would you rather receive a text? And what we found out recently through some research out there through texting companies was that 73% of the market actually prefers communicating via text, which it goes against what a lot of us believe. So that was the second thing, part of the process, is that we go from the irresistible opt-in formula to the no opt-in opt-in method. Now, at this point, we're still getting a lot of leads, Karen, but we're not moving them across the finish line at a really high rate yet. So this is where we started thinking, okay, they'll tell you, just give them something to get them on your list. How many times have you heard that? Imagine what it would feel like if instead of creating a transaction, you actually started building a relationship with your leads, with your listeners. So what we thought of is, and I'll share this, I want everybody here to say this answer in their head quietly. Karen, you can play along too as well, but where do people who listen to podcasts, what is one thing, I almost gave it away, what is one thing that we absolutely know about them, about your podcast listeners? It's that they love to listen to podcasts, right? They like audio. So what we did was we created what we call these niche casts. And we discovered this new way of delivering an audio lead magnet, which we call a lead experience, which creates a binge effect, much like a Netflix effect. And here's the kicker. This is where the immersion conversion truly comes in, because what we do is, instead of, while 90% of the market is telling you, you need to get attention, you need to get attention, we're holding attention. And we're taking people through an experience and giving them a real result that's a transformational result that overcomes some of their biggest objections and moves them to the next step where, and this is where it gets fun, the majority of them reach out to you and they say, what's next? How can I work with you? And that's the really cool process of moving people through what we call the immersion conversion system, where we're getting a higher percentage of leads by giving them something super valuable. We're getting more people to opt in by giving them this no opt-in, opt-in method, which is like one of our favorites of our clients. And then we're giving them a real audio experience that delivers a result that pulls them into your world, builds a deep human connection and an emotional connection between you and that person, where they're in momentum and they're stepping forward. And as you and I know, when you have an object that's in motion, it's easier to stay in motion. So they take one step forward and the next logical step is with you. And what we discovered when we did that was it changed everything with our business. And that's when we pulled this lever, which took us basically from struggling from $0 in consistent revenue, just a sale here, a sale there, feast or famine, always at the end of the month, chasing and commoditizing ourselves, creating low ticket offers that are dropping our price just to get revenue to pay the bills. Everything was different, where now there wasn't stress, there wasn't struggle, it was ease, it was aligned, it was fun. And we basically went to $500,000 in 12 months using those three simple steps.
Wow, love that. And from what you've shared there, it sounds like you're simplifying this. Is actually a simplification, because we get so busy being busy doing all this stuff. So when you can focus on just the one thing, and I love the idea that, yeah, if you've got a podcast, you want to reach people that listen to podcasts. The whole thing makes sense. And yes, definitely no one else is speaking about this. Why aren't people doing it? What do you think is stopping people from taking this step?
I think, thanks for asking that. And I think imagine how many times you've tried something, you've heard like, this is the latest hack, this is the new thing to do, this is the latest fad diet, right? Whatever it is. And you've done it and you've tried it and you haven't gotten that result. And it's so discouraging. And I know that so many people I speak of, about 90% of the people I speak of come to me because they're not getting an ROI. And they usually think, hey, it must just be because they've always said, this is just for branding. This is for getting your message out. This isn't a way to create a sales machine or a lead generation machine, unless you want to sell to your guest. And guess what? Then you're creating a sales job for yourself, not an actual business model. And this is a business model. So what usually holds people back from jumping forward is that sort of uncertainty, like, I must be the problem because I'm doing this podcast, I love it, but it's just not getting a result. And what I share with people is that it's not you, it's just you haven't learned a system that actually works repeatedly over and over, that creates a true business model that gives you a big result. And I would have never thought the same thing either, but until we actually did it. Because we struggled with the same things and we thought it must just be that the podcast isn't, right? They say it isn't a list builder. They say it isn't a great sales tool. They say that you really can't grow an audience organically, that you're always just going to have a smaller audience unless you pay to play, right? And we stepped away from that and went our own path and went in a different direction. And we found a new path and we found a new method. And we worked it and we used it and it took our business to new heights. And then we were able actually to sell the podcast at that point in the business. And it still lives out there right now. But the beautiful thing is now I get to change people's beliefs around what's possible with getting an ROI from your podcast and how it can be the engine to drive your business. And when people start to see it and they immerse in it and they come and they see what's going on with ourselves and with our clients. And when we show them the system in person, they're like, oh my gosh, this hidden. And here's the beautiful thing. It's just been hidden in plain sight the whole time. So it's not even that complicated. And they're like, I can do this. It's not just Evans is a super smarty pants, because I'm not. It's not that all his clients had something special and magic. They don't. I love them, but they don't. It's the system. And when you use this new model and this new system, everything in your business can change and you can keep doing the thing you love, which is getting your message and mission out with a podcast and changing lives.
Love that. And it's fun. It's the most, as far as I'm concerned, this is the most fun way to drive your business. So you're just missing the system. But again, I suppose a lot of people, again, they're still not getting it. What other things do you think slows people down or stands in their way from actually, again, taking that, just the next step?
Yeah. And this is really an easy one for me to answer that I hear all the time from people. It's the time, right? You and I, Karen, you and I are both business owners, both entrepreneurs. Those of you watching this, I'm sure you are a business owner and entrepreneur too. We often start to think this would be great, but is it going to take a lot of time? Do I have to create a bunch of new products, a big complicated funnel, do all these different things that are going to take up too much time, and then I'm going to find myself investing all that time and not getting a result because it's happened in the past? And imagine this. Imagine if you could just jump into a system, install it in even a day or a couple of days. And then imagine if instead of having a cycle where you have to chase leads for a really long time and hope that they'll eventually join one of your programs through a series of different calls or whatever you're doing, imagine if within less than 30 days, that lead automatically qualified themselves as a client and asked you to work with you. That's really what's cool about this, is that I'm telling people all the time, this does not take a lot of time. Sometimes you have everything you need sitting on your hard drive that we can take and show you exactly how to plop into this system that we've developed. And within a day, 2 days, a week, you can be up and running. And that's the thing that's so powerful about this. And you don't have to sit back and go, oh my gosh, I've got to do this and have a calendar full of all these bad blind date discovery calls of people I've never spoken to, don't know me, I don't know them. They're going to show up. It's just so energy draining to now all of a sudden sitting back and having something that runs directly from your podcast, from your listeners who already like you. They already trust you. They're already, some research has shown that 77% of content marketing agencies and content marketers say that podcasts are the absolute best way to move somebody from consideration, from awareness to consideration. And what this does, this immersion conversion system, which can be installed in no time without complicated funnels, without all that other stuff, without adding a bunch of things that you have to pay for and start patching in and hacking on, it moves them the next step from consideration to conversion. And it does it usually in 30 days or less in a way where you can just sit back and you know the right people are coming to you to get on your call, to come to your virtual event, to do whatever you do to have that conversion mechanism in your business. And we can attach it all together and make it really easy for you. So time, if you don't have, I would say this, so many clients come to me and they've spent so much time and energy into their podcast to not get an ROI. Do you not have just a little bit of time to plug something in that's been shown to work over and over again that will just save you all that misery and all that struggle, and you'll be able to get the perfect clients and still do your podcast and actually have more freedom and joy and fun while you do the show? So to me, that's the thing that I like to just say. It's like, don't let time, you're a podcaster. You spend so much time loving doing what you're doing. You're a business owner. You put so much time and energy into that. Let's take some of that away, some of that stress and some of that struggle, and let's give you more free time by removing things, not adding things to your plate.
Yeah, that's the key. I think that's definitely the key. And oh, it sounds like a game changer. So for anybody that might be listening, and this is to anybody who you might not even have a podcast yet, but also to ones who do have a podcast, but are not quite getting an ROI, What should the listeners do next? What is that next step?
And I'm glad you brought that up, because it is always really cool when someone comes to us and they haven't launched a podcast and we're like, look, if we go ahead and give you the system to get the big ROI, to get the big result you're looking for on the other end, imagine how much more fun and joyful this is going to be with your show as it pulls in the perfect leads and sales for you. And they're just like, yes, I want that. For those of you, we talked about time, and I know from speaking to over thousands, I don't have it kept count, but I know it's over 1,000 people, probably even much more than that, who come to me and they're struggling. They've put so much time and energy into their podcast doing it that I would say, wouldn't you trade just a few hours of your time to solve that problem, to solve your leads and sales problem forever, to get the right people in your programs, the kind of people that are not only going to pay you high ticket prices, but they're going to take action, they're going to succeed, they're going to be your biggest fan, they're going to bring people into your world for you, and they're going to keep working with you for maybe even years to go if you have more and more ascension, because it's an absolute game changer. And we can solve all that and create that in just a few hours. So I've got an upcoming event that I'm doing, a virtual event, and it's called Podcast Sales Machine 2.0. Podcast Sales Machine 2.0. I'd love to have anybody watching this come. There's probably a button below here. You can grab a ticket. You can grab a spot. Go check it out. Come to it. I promise you, if you are a podcaster who has been struggling to get an ROI, to get daily leads and sales, this is going to be something that will change your business and change your life. So grab a spot, come hang out with us. And here's the thing, Karen, I don't know about you, but how many of you come to these things where you're like, oh my gosh, it's another webinar, it's another sales pitch, this is not a webinar. I don't do webinars like this. This is not a big offer stack sales pitch, none of that. This is an interactive experience where you get to come, ask questions, actually start installing the system in that time together, and we'll be there to coach you, to help you, to solve your problems. And you get to hang out with some really cool people in an energetic room, and you will absolutely love it, because it's only going to take a couple hours out of your time, and it's going to solve a problem that's been chasing you for years in some of my instances of my clients. So come join us, and we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. So yes, click on the link below, or the link will be in the show notes too. So yeah, thank you for that. Looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm so excited and grateful for you having me today, Karen. I appreciate you. And I look forward to everybody showing up. Let's do this thing. Let's make the podcast, let you cash in to that hidden funnel that'll turn your podcast into a daily leads and sales machine. You won't regret it. It'll be awesome. I love to see you there. I can't wait.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.